go where the facts lead. And I would argue in this book that what you see is real boots on the ground reporting in a way that you haven't often seen in other ways. For example, in the book, I get this Al-Qaeda tape from the group in Yemen. And I think people would be surprised to learn that in the process of getting that tape, first of all, the operative wanted $30,000 for that tape. We don't pay at Fox for tapes. But I'm just telling you that number, because it gives you an idea of one of the ways they try and raise money. Number two, when I ultimately got this message from Anwar al-Awlaki, it was buried in a file-sharing website that was filled with pornography. So they use these sites to transmit their messages because they're under the false belief that law enforcement can't go to these sites, or government computers can't go to these sites. And the other thing I'd say about this tape is that we had it analyzed by a forensic audio analyst, and what he said to us is that something called reverb had been added to the tape. So when you listen to the tape, it sounded like Awlaki was in this giant mosque speaking to 10,000 people, and it had this sense of grandeur to it. But in fact, he was probably in a closet with his computer taping this thing. So I just show that as an illustration of what I've done. I don't think I invaded his privacy.
No, I think what the folks on Twitter are referring to is the idea of how far should